Somebody's going to say I'm in a rut on what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about something that's important to me again today. How many of you, as you got up this morning, had a 5-minute prayer with the Lord? Don't tell me, just tell the Lord if you did or not. How many, before you went to bed last night, had another 5-minute talk with him? There's some in this crowd I know do. That's important to each of us, because that is the only way we communicate with God. We don't have him talking to us like he did to Moses. If we don't talk to him in prayer, we will never talk to him. If you don't talk to him, how do you expect he's going to stop and help you in your life? I didn't used to, as I was younger, think about that was that important, but the older I get, the more I think it's important to talk to him. Because when I do, my life seems to go a lot better. Now I've heard people tell, I don't have 5 minutes, you haven't talked to him in the morning. Well, with that attitude, come day of judgment, he may not have time to talk to you either. So stop and think about that. If we only take 5 minutes, 10 minutes or so a day, talk to him. We can talk to him a lot more than that, but it'll take at least that much to talk to him. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to give you some ideas of things, reasons why we should talk to him before I'm done here. Tell you how a little prayer helps things so much in life. God is ever there for those who really, really care. He helps dispel your cares and woes with just a little prayer. Invite the Lord into your heart. He has much love to spare. A love he will gladly impart with just a little prayer. It doesn't take much to talk to him. People in this world, you see that I have hard talking to. They got 2 or 3 master degrees. They talk a language above me that I can't talk to them. But that problem you ever have with God, because you don't need a lot of words to talk to him. Let him know when things go wrong, no matter what or where or when. He can fill your heart with a song, with a little prayer. He already knows they've gone wrong, but he just wants you to talk to him about it so he can help you. It matters not your race, your creed, your color, education. God does not compare like man on earth does. He'll help fill all your wants and needs with just a little prayer. Man on earth thinks he's so smart with his education, but I want to read a little sentence to you here now that will dispel everything man thinks he's capable of. No power on earth can give to man God's immortal blessings. Rare. He's the only one who can with a little simple prayer. Don't forget that. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take a lot of fancy words. You can talk to God with your open heart, quietly, privately. You don't have to make it publicly. But here's a problem with most people do when they talk to God, when they talk to prayers, and even when they talk to God. I'm going to read you something that is what 90% of the people in this world do. That's why they don't get so much help from God. It's a funny story about a little old lady living in a village in a far country that's not well-to-do people, but there were a few rich people in the country. She'd never owned nor been getting in a car before in her life. But one day she was returning home from market carrying a big heavy basket on her head. If you've seen some of them foreign countries, that's the way they carry everything, in a basket on their head. When a rich man riding his car passed her by, and kindly he stopped to offer the lady a ride to her home. She thanked him and got in her car with her basket. On the way down, the guy looked in the mirror, and the woman is still sitting there with a basket on her head. So he turned around and thought, he said, well, you can leave the basket down in the car seat and rest. Now, here's her answer, and this is what most people do with prayers to God today. Oh, no, my son, your car is carrying me, so I cannot burden you with my basket also. You may think that's funny, but that's people's attitude today. They pray to God, then turn around and carry the same problem with them. They don't turn it over and give it to him. That's why we don't get help. We're carried by God's almighty hands, watched over by sleepless eyes, and God's plans are futures. Relax and lay everything down into God's hands. The old lady, if she laid her basket down in the car, she would have had to pick it back up and carry it into her house at home. Right. But the beautiful thing about God is when we lay our heavy burdens down, we don't have to pick it up anymore. He's there to help carry it. We don't pick it up. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water, that sendeth us its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green and no worries. In the year of drought, it never fails to bear fruit. That's what we can do when we pray to God. The tree by water. We had a bunch of big old walnut trees and stuff that grew in the back of our back pasture, by a creek that went down through there. The biggest trees and the best walnuts you ever saw, they had all kinds of water. No matter how dry the year got, they had water. Anybody that's lived on a farm and worked or stuff like that couldn't always tell that. The trees that are by the river are always the best. But God watches out for that. Takes care of them. Now people will say, well, I can't pray to God. He never helps me. Well, that statement of not turning things over is why he may not. If you take it back with you. I know from experience, I've thought, well, I can handle this, and it don't work until you just turn it over to God and let him handle it. You ever come up to the point when you say, it's impossible to get this done. I can't do this. It's impossible. No, it's not impossible, because God says all things are possible. Read Luke 18:27. With him, all things are possible. He will help you when you talk to him. Simple thing to do, but 90% of the people of this world fail to do it. You may say, I'm too tired to carry on doing this. I just can't do this. I can't take 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night because I'm too tired. Matthew 11:28-30, God says, I will give you rest. I will carry you. Do you ever have this problem in your life with problems facing you and people are cutting you down, making fun of you and this and that? Nobody loves me. But everyone in this room has had that thought go through their mind at sometimes. Maybe a fellow man doesn't love you. I read John 3:16. God loves you. The most important one in the universe loves you. Maybe man does it, but God does. That's why I talk to him every time I get the opportunity. Because he loves us. You ever say, I can't go on, I just can't do this, I can't go on with this, the burden is too heavy, I can't carry it on? 2 Corinthians 12 says, my grace is sufficient for you. God says, I will help you. But you have to talk to him. I've had this happen to me, this next one I've had happen to me, and I thought, I just can't seem to figure that out. When I was younger, I'd get in trouble and can't figure this out, what's going on. But now I know, if you read Proverbs 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6, God says, I will direct your steps, I will help you. But we have to let him. You can't take it on your own and try to do it by yourself. You have to let him help you. The other day I was talking to some cashier at Walmart. She's not very religious. Her language proved that. But anyway, she's made one statement. You Bible told me, it's not worth it going there and talking to God. She didn't read Romans 8:28, where God says it's worth it all. It will be worth it the day of judgment. For everything we put up with and do today for God, at the day of judgment, it will be worth it. A few years back, talking to a person I was trying to convince to become a Christian, give me this statement. Well, I can't believe God forgave me because I can't forgive myself for things I've done in past life. God says, John 1:19 and Romans 8:1, I will forgive you. But not unless you talk to him. We just keep on doing what you've been doing and don't talk to God and ask forgiveness, he's not going to forgive you. But you have to pray and talk to him. When you say you can't manage things, God says, I will supply all your needs in Philippians 4:19. In military overseas, I read the 23rd Psalm a lot. I probably wore that page out in that little hand, little pocket Bible I had, because that's the one I read. If you'll say, I'm afraid. Yeah, we have fears of man on this earth. God says in 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Sometimes I believe that's why people are so afraid of doing anything and afraid of troubles is because they don't talk to God enough. To me, that's the biggest crutch that I have in this world. That I can lean on. Just to talk to him. This is me. This used to be me. I was always worried and frustrated. 1 Peter 5:7, God says, cast all your problems and trials on me. All your cares upon me. But don't take them back. Once you dump it, don't take it back. our class this morning up here, we got up on Peter and them having the faith to do what God told them to do. Faith is why they're doing it. Well, you might say, I don't have enough faith. Read Romans 12:3. I have given everyone a measure of faith. You have faith in God or you wouldn't be here today. If you didn't, you would not be here. You'd be someplace else partying. You didn't have faith in God. This is one I've had thrown in my face. You don't have a college degree. You're not very smart. You're not smart enough to be alive, let alone a member of the Church of Christ. I'm not smart enough, you might say. Well, God says, I will give you wisdom to do what you have to do. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I will give you enough wisdom to do what you need to do. Maybe not as much as you want, but I'll give you enough to carry on. And so many times you run into people that say, well, I'm alone in this world. There's nobody cares for me. Nobody's going to do anything with me. Well, I got news for you. You do if you talk to the right person. If you feel alone, Hebrews 13:5 and 6, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Man might, but God won't. As long as you pray to him and talk to him, stay with him. But you have to do that. You have to do your part. But he will not leave. You know, if you go down the road and are stumbling and God's not helping you, and you know who left God? It wasn't him, it was you. Anytime things go real bad in our life, it's usually us as the one that left God, not him. He never left. He's still there. Stand at the door with arms wide open, begging for you to come to him. Talk to him. Every word of God is flawless. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. Proverbs 30 and 5. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is living and active. It's there to help you. Here's a note I wrote in here that I picked up yesterday. You can't expect God to fix that what you won't hand over to him. We've all done this. We've all done it. I've done it. You've done it. To have a prayer to God and then take the same problem right back out and try to handle it on your own. It don't work. You can't have him fix it if you don't give it to him completely. All he asks is the prayer to talk to him. He reminds me, when you read the scripture back in Isaiah, it reminds me of, I don't know how many of you have been in Europe in the mountains of Switzerland and seen the people herding their sheep with their dogs, and down in Australia they do the same thing. Sheep herders, well, it reminds me of this verse out of Isaiah. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs to his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young, if we let him. If you talk to him and let him. There is no other love as great for each of us as God is. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Psalms 103:11. You could change that word fear to revere him if you wanted to. His love is there for all of us. If he didn't love people so much, why else would he have tolerated the Israelite nation through so many generations and all the stupid mistakes they made one to another? They'd go along for good for a while, and then they'd go out and do something wrong and not follow him. If he didn't love humans so much, why did he tolerate that? Didn't destroy it back then? The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. That's Psalms 23:28-8. All we have to do is talk to him. Psalms 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I got a bunch more of these. I could read through here, but I'm going to skip a few of them. Deuteronomy 31:6. So many of these Old Testament statements fit so well today in our everyday walk of life, but God is the same as he was then. He hasn't changed. For the God will go with you. He will never forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. He never forsakes us, as long as we stay to him. Y'all remember John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever receives to him should have everlasting life. So why don't we talk to him in prayer? He loves us that much. He gave his only Son for each of us, upon that cruel cross. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:14. It's in both the Old and New Testament. What he does love the mankind, that he cared for it. All we have to do is talk to him. I have a copy of the, I guess you'd call it poem or story, that Carol had when he made the talk on, I think Ryan used it up here on the Lord table one time, about a cup overflowed. You know, each and every one of us has that. We should be drinking from a saucer. Our cup, the blessing of God, is overflowed each and every day. It overflows with God's blessings each and every day. Some of you may have seen on the Facebook the last couple of days that my wife and I spent a whole day with four of our great-grandkids, and the new one that was just born last 2 weeks ago. This week, our cup was overflowed. I'd miscounted. That was the 9th great-grandchild. We got one more coming in May, which will be the 10th one. So our cup was overflowed with 10 grandkids and 9 great-grandkids now. We feel our cup is overflowed with life. God is blessed. You know, God blesses each and every one of us. But do we take time to thank him? Or do we have the attitude like so much of the world, well, I can do it on my own, I don't need God. Well, I'll tell you what, this man needs him. That's why I talk to him several times a day. But I challenge you, in the next 30 days, make it a point to take 5 minutes every morning and 5 minutes every night to talk to him and see how much better your life is at the end of that 30 days. You won't quit talking to him if you do. You will continue making sure you talk to him. Because if you talk to him, he's going to help you. So think about your condition today with God, your position with him. Well, today is the day. If you're not a child of his, you want to pray to him and talk to him, lean on him. Today is the day to become that child. Because tomorrow may be too late. We're not promised tomorrow. None of us might be here tomorrow. We don't know. The family out of Sheraton that went to Mexico didn't think about not waking up in the morning either. So that's how short life can be. If you've been in a military situation like some of us have, life can be gone in about a half a second sometimes. So think about talking to God in everything we do. He's the most important one. We think our loved one on earth is the most important one. No. They're second. God is the most important one in our life. So think about that today. If you're a child of God, or if you feel you have stumbled, you need to correct yourself. Now is the time to do that, because we might not be here to do it later. Whatever your heart desire is, whatever your condition of heart is, if you need to talk to God, come forward. If you stand and sing a song that Randy chose.